Hey, hello, and welcome back to Beating the System with Kevin Sue. I'm your host, Kevin Sue. If you're wondering where I've been all these months, it's because my original podcast was taken down due to my sponsors pulling their sponsorships after deeming my podcast non-advertiser friendly. So, I decided to make a new account under a different name. And now I'm back, and all the old episodes, the 25 past episodes, are in the works of being restored and brought back onto streaming services. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about AliExpress, or as I like to call it, Chinese eBay. You could buy all sorts of products from this website that you would never be able to buy at the store, or Amazon, or even eBay, because it would violate the terms and conditions. And it's all from China, which makes everything very cheap, but also the shipping take a ridiculous amount of time. Let me give you an example of the fake counterfeits you can buy on AliExpress for much cheaper prices. Guitarist Yngwie Malmsteen has a signature guitar through the company Fender. If you were to buy this guitar through a reputable US site like Sweetwater, it would cost you $1,900. However, if you went to AliExpress and bought the Chinese counterfeit, it would only cost $226. The downside is it's probably not going to sound very good, and it's not going to look that great either. But you could only buy it from a site like AliExpress. You may be wondering, how are they allowed to sell these counterfeit items? And how are they not getting in trouble for it? And I'll tell you why. AliExpress is based in China. And AliExpress also holds no inventory. It's entirely online, their website. And they just sell from different manufacturers in China who do it directly to the consumer. Which is also why the shipping, while it is free, takes a ridiculous amount of time to get here. Well, to the United States at least. In China, it doesn't look too bad. If I were to order the guitar I was just talking about, it would take 1.5 months on average to get here. And with my experience with the site, it takes even longer. I once purchased a decal. Well, it's very complicated, but it was a decal for my guitar. I ordered it in December of 2020, and it didn't arrive until early March 2021. And they didn't even send me any tracking info or anything. I didn't know if it was even going to get here at all. But the shipping was free. And it was also much cheaper than buying the actual decal on a site like Amazon. I bought the decal for $2. On Amazon, it cost up to $25. Now, contrary to popular belief, buying from AliExpress isn't as dangerous as it may seem. The products themselves are a bit sketchier, but AliExpress actually has a very good buyer protection program, especially if you're purchasing the items through a credit card or PayPal. They do also take Bitcoin, but that's a whole nother story. In fact, a lot of their services will give you a full refund if your product doesn't arrive on time. Which is what I should have done for the decal, but I did it too late before I found out about that. So if that ever happens to you, you got to go to AliExpress and tell them that it didn't arrive on time. And then they should give you a full refund. The truth is, they offer a lot of great deals. And if you really look into the products you're buying, it's pretty okay to buy from. All the products, well, some of the products are legit, but most of the products you're going to buy aren't going to be legit. They're going to be counterfeit. And because of that, they're not going to be as great quality as the regular products. For example, the guitar, as I mentioned before, it's a cheap knockoff. So they're going to be noisier and it's not going to play as well as if you had bought the actual product. But if you do more research into whatever you're buying and you're willing to wait the ridiculous amount of time it takes to get here through shipping, then yeah, I'd recommend AliExpress. So that was AliExpress or Chinese eBay. Tune in next time when I go into another episode of Beating the System with Kevin Sue.